Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. My name is Scotterson5. Of course, I have my co-host, Beskar Snake. How are you? How's your fine evening? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. We actually had our second...
I'm dating the podcast, I forgot. I shouldn't do that.
We had our second Thanksgiving today, so... Got some more delicious food and some more good times with the peoples. So
that you have to love and cherish.
Well, of course.
You have to.
Kind of forced by, you know, social standards.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, yeah, it's chill. You know, it's chill. So yeah, we here at Robot Tech, we talk about video games, video game topics. And so what have you been playing since we start off usually talking about the games we played last podcast, but before this podcast, between now and last podcast of recording. So within basically a month-ish of time, go.
Been playing. I got back into some Final Fantasy IX. Really, I've wanted to replay through that for a while. I've been watching a lot of kind of challenge runs with a lot of Final Fantasy games, and I'm not going to do any of those because I am not nearly that knowledgeable on the games or that skilled with the games, because some of the ones that I've seen are very, very difficult challenges, like no healing, no items, only using limit breaks, things like that. I'm not that talented. I love the series, but no. Even some of the videos that I've watched from some awesome content creators, they've been like, can you do this challenge? Yes. Would I recommend it? Absolutely not. Do not do this, because it is an impossible task almost, and just it's more difficult than it's worth. So it's always interesting to see those. But also played, got back into some Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. I keep forgetting how awesome and fun that game is.
The original PS1?
No, this is the most recent PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, really fun, really good game. Those games are just plain fun. Like, they're a challenge, just because even we were sitting there and... the comment was made, aren't these games kind of made for kids? Because I kept dying in this one spot. Because it was a good hearty challenge.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're kind of right. Like, this is you can't just mindlessly go through that game. And that's one of the really fun things about it, is that it's not something that you can just completely turn your brain off. You do have to you got to be on top of it and paying attention. Also, surprisingly, I am still shocked at this myself, and it's a game that we haven't really talked a whole lot about on this podcast, just because it's not something that I've been that interested in for quite a few years now. But I was lucky enough to get a copy of Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
Hmm.
And I've actually, in some instances, had a surprising amount of fun with it.
Hmm.
Like, I'm not, you know, sitting there playing for 10 hours a day to the point where I'm getting beyond frustrated.
I mean, you're in the basement, so you're halfway there, you know.
Hang on, I gotta finish up this.
You're just like playing it under your desk, like, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Oh, you didn't know that was on this monitor?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't played any Call of Duty game regularly for a very long time, for many years. But yeah, I mean, at least to an extent, playing some zombies or playing a little bit of multiplayer. I really want to dig into the single player, because that's one of the biggest things that I really used to look forward to.
They still have the zombie mode in that?
Yep. Oh, wow. They do. And I remember and recall
God, that's how flashback.
ignorant I am with zombies. There was one match that I was playing. I just grouped up with some randos, and they were, you know, running all around, and we got to, I don't remember what round we got to, but I was dying in like three hits. And then most of the time they weren't able to revive me because there were so many zombies, but they would make it through the round and then revive me, you know, that would revive me and everything. But yeah, I'm very surprised as to how much fun that I've actually had with it. But yeah, that one has been my a little hint as to part of what's coming up next time. But it's almost kind of gets my award for surprise interest in a game of the year. But yeah, I mean, and as always, some other little sprinklings of games here and there, playing a few rounds of Vampire Survivors every once in a while, or, you know, jumping in and out of other games at times. But yeah. So how about yourself? What have you been playing that's not Metal Gear Solid?
Not Metal Gear Solid. Well, a couple things. So been playing Dark Souls 3. That has trying to still beat it, and very, very difficult. So I think I mentioned this, but I had beaten it with a friend, and then my game has been deleted some magically when I got it fixed, and so now I'm trying to beat it again. Still a little bit of help, but
completed save file, but you lost the memory.
I'm so frustrated because I don't complete games very much, and it's like, man, I want this achievement. I beat the game, and it just doesn't matter. So it's fine. Just trying to get back to it. What's up?
I forgot. It kind of ties in because I was gonna make the joke of, in addition to losing the memory card, I was gonna say you're the kid that says that you have a holographic Charizard,
yeah,
but you always leave it at home. And I completely forgot that one of the games that I've been playing, I want to make sure, because there's like six different versions. But of course, the Pokemon trading card game Light Pocket, or what, I can't remember which one it is. I've been, you know, playing some of that, and that's been some, you want to talk about blast from the past and everything. That is, it's pretty fun. It's pretty good to kind of go back 25 years and have that sort of same feeling. So that's another one that I've put a little bit of time in the last month too. Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. I made that connection there.
Giving
you a little bit of guff, but also kickstarting my memory in a game.
No, it's good. No, it always amuses me with Pokemon. Every once in a while, they just come out with something and just, I don't know, I feel like it comes in waves. There's like, especially Pokemon now has been at least 20 years. So, you know, without dating myself, just rough estimate, 20 years. And you gotta, it's just like Mario. You gotta poop out some more crap and still have it still entertaining. So about, you're gonna, it's just kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog as well. You're gonna have high points that games are good in Pokemon, and because you've been around for 20 years, and then you got some down points, and it's always like hit and miss with some games.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was drinking water. I played, I don't know, I'm just gonna talk about games that I feel like I never remember the games that I talked about last time, but so I'm just going to cover most of them. I've been playing Dredge, which is good. It's a fishing Lovecraftian game. It's been super, it's so good. I didn't think I'd love it, but it's really been good because there's whales and dolphins and orcas. It's amazing. They're cute. And anyways, I've been Planet Coaster has been out. I think I don't know if I talked about that too last time, but Planet Coaster 2 is out officially because it was out I think early October. And I've been just sinking so much time into it. So as you know, Planet Coaster is the realm of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, where they have, it's the same developers, Frontier. They made Planet Coaster or Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, which has water, zoo, and a roller coaster. So, they already had Planet Zoo. They already had Planet Coaster, of course. And so they already have the two. And then everyone was all up in arms like, oh, they'll never do a water one because, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, they have to. Why would they just do two? And then I think I did mention this, but anyways, it's fine. We talk about the podcast all the time, repeated stuff. And then they had a live stream and I checked it out and they did a countdown. I was like, right when it hit one, I'm like, Planet Coaster 2. And sure enough, the camera rolled up and then they talked about water. And I was like, I told you, I knew that everyone was like, even like the professional people that like literally just stream and record Planet Coaster were like, oh, it's never going to happen, blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's going to happen. Trust me. And sure enough, it's there. And it's so good. It's stupid good. You could customize the individual coasters now. Which is really cool. And yeah, just the water feature just adds a whole nother element to it. I haven't really focused on the roller coaster aspect. I've been just focusing on the water park since I've already done, you know, kind of a coaster. I mean, I will eventually do that, but I've been just enjoying the water features and into the game. Also, Dark Hours, been playing that with me and my friends. It's I don't know if you know it, but basically it's an indie horror museum robbing game. So that has I've been playing that with my friends as well, and Chained Together, been playing that as well, and somehow with friends of mine, and we have been yelling almost we're still friends somehow. No, I'm just kidding. That game is really testing your skills. And then this one I saved for last because I just played it like the other day. Sorry, I'm speaking a lot. This is it. This is the last one. Oh, actually I lied. Two things. What? Metal Gear Solid.
Wow. Mm. I thought that was
no
the surprise.
Oh no. Sorry, not yet. You would have known. So I was like, I need to play something new. Heroes Hour, which I've, if you don't know, you would probably like it, Beskar. It's a pixelated strategy game, and it's kind of adorable in a way too. It's pixelated, and they have some of the. And I think it was for free at one point on Epic, and I have it on Steam somehow. I think I just picked it up randomly, but I've been playing that last stream, and I've just been playing it offline a lot. It's just really stupid fun. And then yeah, last thing, I did play Trackmania, but hear me out. All right, stick with me. It was khaki season last season, and I got two khaki finishes, so I was pretty happy. If you don't know what khaki is, it's basically you hit something with your car that you're driving into a finish in some way. You gotta do tricks with your car and do things to get finishes. It's really challenging, but it's really fun. I think it's challenging, but yeah. That's a lot. I'm sorry. That's it. Oh, Zoocosis. Lied. I lied one more time. Zoocosis is another game I played. It's you are a zookeeper, and you have very sick animals that have a plague or like a pandemic, and you're supposed to cure them, and it's also horror-ish. I believe it's a very short game. It's like a 2-hour minimum-ish. There's different storylines, I guess, 2. I finished one storyline and I started another one because I figured out how to play the game. I just wish they had more explanation, because like they'll tell you how to cure a disease, but it's like it doesn't say in details how to cure the disease. It's just really hard to figure out. So I don't know. I just wish they had a better description on the cure that you're making for the animals. Maybe I'm just dumb. That's also an option. But yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry. That was a lot. But yeah.
It's kind of funny because looking up Heroes Hour on Steam, you know, it has, is this game relevant to you?
Yeah.
And the top of that section, it says, similar to games you've played, you know, as they do.
Yeah.
And I find it funny that you enjoy that game so much because the only game that it shows that it's similar to games I've played is
Metal Gear Solid.
XCOM 2.
Oh, even worse.
I just thought that was
it's
very different.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny that
I know
you're
I hate it.
For those of you that don't know, Scouter's number one game of every year, every single year, his game of the year is always XCOM.
Yeah.
Spoiler for, you know, when we talk about
don't
that.
You wash your mouth out, sir.
But absolutely not.
Never say those words in front of me ever again.
Scouter's favorite game. No, but I had to point that out because that is pretty amusing to me, if you ask me so.
Yeah. No, it is very difficult as any strategy games go. I have it. I actually, when I started recording it, I'm like, there has to be a setting that I could. Because this seems a little bit too difficult, especially like new players like me. I mean, like I was mentioning this on stream today too. Is that like it took me? Have you played Rome Total War, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Took me. I did the short campaign. There's a short campaign. I think you're supposed to take like 30 occupants, and then you could take. You gotta win Rome. And then you technically win the game. It took me like years. I played that since I was 13. It took me like years to finish that game to actually like figure it out. I kind of figured out Heroes Hour. It's just, yeah, still very challenging. But yeah, definitely check it out. It's really cute, fun style, pixelated game. It's really fun. I've been just sinking so much time lately. Nice. I wanted to go back a little bit to talk about you were at a convention recently and you met a good friend of ours that may have been on this podcast in the past.
I did
message him and I was like, hey, a little birdie told me, and he's like, I forgot what he said, but he said something random like, oh, like Julia or something. I'm like, who the hell's Julia? I'm like, no, Beskar. I don't know if he was like trolling me or whatever, but anyways, yeah, if you want to real quick talk about that, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, it was at the GDEX convention in Columbus, Ohio. The reason I was down there was actually, this wasn't intentional because I didn't realize that Scouter was even going to mention that in this.
I'm sorry.
Originally. No. But I was actually there for Extra Life.
Yeah.
I was working a donation booth for it, but I happened to be standing there, you know, talking to people and helping out and everything. And I happened to see someone that looked really familiar walk by. And he was too far away. And I went, is that? And The nice thing about this, I honestly don't remember what GDEX stands for, but it's pretty much a more focus on like indie developers and things like that. Like there were a lot of really small developers and it was a really, really fun time, really interesting to see all of that. But I was just trying to look up really quick. I cannot remember what the acronym stands for, but basically, yeah, there's not the big companies there's not the big developers and things like that, So I see Zach Fierce, who I think is Zach Fierce, walking along, and like I said, he's far enough away that I didn't sprint over to get him or anything. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's here pushing and promoting Skatefish, or if he's here with
Group or whatever.
another game or something like that. And he had a skateboarding helmet on. So I'm like, and he was carrying a skateboard, so I'm like, that there's no way that's not him. So he had walked past, and I'm like, ah, shoot, I hope he wasn't like on his way out or something. Well, then a little bit later, I saw him walking by again, and I went, Zach, just kind of yelled, and he looked up and he came over, and we got talking and everything. But it was just really neat to see, somebody that we've had
What a
on here
coincidence.
a few times, promoting a game that I have spent way too much time on, have at the ready, boom, right there, Skatefish, and just having a, I mean, look at that, look at that screen. Who doesn't want to play that game? I know it's backwards, but no, it was really cool to be able to talk to him in person and just kind of, once it clicked as to why he was there and why, him promoting a game that I thoroughly enjoy, that, like I said, we featured on here as well. That's just, it was such a neat thing. I traveled 2.5 hours away twice in one weekend, there and back for charity, and I see an awesome person that, I've had the privilege to talk to before, and got to talk to him, outside in the real world, and go, oh, you do exist.
You are
You're a
real.
real human being. You're not a, anything. No, it was really cool. He was really nice. I tried not to take too much of his time because he was also kind of going around to see some of the other booths, and there were a lot of really neat artists there showing their work and stuff like that. So
That's
I
cool.
wanted to didn't want didn't want
Jealous.
to take up all his time. But yeah, it was a really nice conversation, a good time to just be able to connect with somebody that, like I said,
We know.
I've only seen through a screen, a handful of times, and had some communication with. So that was a really neat experience to have.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was awesome.
Extremely jealous. A little bit. No, that's cool. I'm really glad it worked out. Anyways, no, it's like the same way with like randomly, but I go to a steampunk convention and it was the same thing. Like, I met Madame Misfit, who's she's a musician. I kind of message her once in a while, just out of the blue, just talking about stuff. And so it's just like you go back to like you are real, and it's just like she's like super sweet, and yeah, lovely. Love to see her again. Maybe I'm thinking about seeing her again, but anyways, off topic. But yeah, it's now it's like, oh yeah, you are legit real. I do actually am messaging somebody who actually is real.
Not only that, but it's like, oh yeah, you're a real person with a normal life, even though you have these responsibilities and things, you actually are, able to go out and do something. Like I said, he was there partially for work, but when I saw him, he was consuming the other products and the other creativeness that was there. And yeah, it was a really, really awesome experience.
I think last time we, anyways, well, I'll look this up while I keep talking, but anyways, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So we kind of touched on this a little bit, if you don't mind. What do you feel that is like the game for the year? I mean, we it's just kind of a sentimental statement. What do you feel was your game for this year? It's basically December, so
I think you should go first on this one.
Planet Coaster 2. Easy. because I just love it. One of my first games that I've played has been, oh, I know what yours can be. Backyard Baseball. The reason for this, I grew, one of my earliest games that I played was Roller Coaster Tycoon 1. And I actually beat Roller Coaster 1 as like one of my first beaten games. I've done the whole campaign and beat every campaign in Roller Coaster Tycoon 1. And so just having Planet Coaster 2 have a different element to it, and especially just involving water, involving I was getting back to, I thought Zach Fierce had Zardy's Maze 2, but apparently that's not out yet. I thought there's rumors that he has Zardy's Maze 2. Anyways,
I'm sure he's working on it. I didn't bother him with anything upcoming because I know he was promoting.
He's probably Steve busy. Fish. Yeah.
So I didn't want to, you know, take away from that.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, hopefully we're on our way to
something.
A follow up.
But and then just the custom features of cars that you can decorate, and just the amount of creativity, it's just worth the money that you pay for. I paid for the deluxe edition that we talked about last time. We did talk about it, Planet Coaster 2, because mm-hmm. I mentioned about the deluxe edition in the collection thing. But anyways, I'm excited for any DLC that will come up. I will say Dredge is another follow-up. I mean, Dredge came out last year, but I played it for the first time this year, so I'm going to count it. Anyways, I'm going to, because watch me. It's my podcast. I do what I want with it.
I'll take my ball and go home.
Yeah, you know what? It's been... I didn't think I'd enjoy Dredge. And then one of my friends was like, they have whales and they have dolphins and just aesthetically, just a different element of an indie game and just elevated. You think it's just a simple fishing game, but you just zone out and just play for hours. If I didn't look at the time, I would be still playing it. oh, great. I've been playing this for 2 hours. You just get sink into just... relaxation, enjoying the scenery because it's just cosmetically gorgeous, and then every so often you get a whale, a dolphin, and horror happens in a fishing game. So they just elevated it so well in that game, and it's so I love indie games that just look so well done and everything. So that'd be if Dredge came out this year, which again I'm counting it. I'd say Dredge for a backup, but yeah, Planet Coaster 2 just threw up amazingness right in front of my face, and I feel like it plays way better on computers than Planet Coaster 1. I remember Planet Coaster 1 having really hard streaming issues when I was trying to play it.
Now,
so. Your turn, sir.
So
this your time one, is up.
It won't be a surprise, but it'll be a surprise for me.
Okay.
I have to give it to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a surprise to you, I'm certain, because it's Final Fantasy.
It's Final Fantasy.
But when the remake was reintroduced, reannounced, redone and explained more, I thought I was going to be really against these games. Final Fantasy VII, one of my favorite games of all time, the original, love the game, you know, love the materia system, love the characters, you know, the story's great and all that. So, you know, anybody who has that nostalgia core, you know, if something changes that nostalgia, you know, it can be shaky. Like if they had announced Backyard Baseball and they made it realistic graphics and they put, you know, modern baseball players in there and they made it
I
realistic physics and
think, don't quote me because I didn't get it. I thought they did add some new players, modern players too.
They
Don't
might
quote
have,
me.
but if they completely changed it to where it was hyper realism and things like that, people would say something.
Yeah.
You know, if you completely changed the mechanics, like I said, if you made it realistic physics, realistic batting, realistic hitting, pitching, things like that, people would be like, why'd you even call this Backyard Baseball? You just
Baseball.
took the name.
Yeah.
So to look at Final Fantasy Remake and Final Fantasy Rebirth and say, okay, you've completely changed the combat, which I still personally think the combat is the weakest part of those games, of the two games, and the fact that they've split it up into three, which each one of them so far has had a boatload of content, so it's not for a lack of content. They have put, you can drop a lot of hours into these games. Like I don't think I will ever 100% this trilogy because they put so much into it that the games have been great. The two have been great so far, but I think in order to actually get that, I thought about getting the platinum for Remake, and there's only a couple challenges I still have left, and I just haven't sat down and done them yet. But I would have thought that I was gonna just turn, you know, I was gonna play these games, turn my nose at up and go, this isn't Final Fantasy VII. You know, they've changed some of the story elements, they've changed a few interactions and things like that. And I'm still, you know, on the fence about those, but as a game, it's awesome. I like I said, the amount of content there is, the just the world being in this hyper detailed world now and really getting to see the people, see the characters more fleshed out and stuff like that. It builds on that legacy so much. Do I wish there were some different things about it? Absolutely. You know, but I'm not gonna discredit those as it being a really fun game and a really interesting story that just kept me wanting to push more and kept me wanting for it not to end. There's for those that haven't played it that do want to play it, I'm not going to go into detail about this, but there's some elements of it that they changed, and I was really disappointed by them. It has to do with some of the big elements in the game that they're main bosses, and I'm kind of like, I don't really like the design of that. I was really looking forward to seeing what I thought the designs were gonna be, but that's a little nitpick that is it kind of makes more sense for the story, but like I said, even some of those flaws, no game is perfect outside of the Metal Gear Solid series, but it's not. No, it's not. It's
Okay.
not
Okay.
the one you're thinking of. It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Not at
Okay.
all.
Okay. Agree to disagree. Anyways,
No,
go
no, no. We're just disagree.
on.
But you know, any even your most favorite game of all time, I guarantee you will be able to find one little flaw in it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because and that's one of the things that I love about gaming is even though you hold this game in such high regard and everything, you still go, well, if they, you know. Think of one of your favorite games and go and tell me that there isn't at least one little thing that you'd go, oh, if they changed this, I'd like it even more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not, again, that's not saying it's a bad game. That's not critiquing it to the point that you are saying, well, this would be my favorite game of all time, but this little 1% of the game is, that's just you want to improve something that you really like.
Yeah.
Just like if you have a food that you really like, yeah, maybe there's something that you can do that would change it just a little bit and elevate it that much and make it even better. So yeah, do I think that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is the most perfect, flawless game of all time? Absolutely not. But for me, it's a very strong, if not the strongest contender for game of the year. And that's not solely because I have a really poor memory and I have a hard time remembering which games came out this year and which games came out other years and which games I played later. But it's just a really good game. It's a really fun game. And for me, it's got to take game of the year until I think of something else.
Until I forgot. Maybe not.
As soon as we hit end podcast, I'm going to go,
crap. It's okay. That's why we have more than one podcast. Exactly. I mean, I feel like, again, I put a solid state. I mean, I agree with you with that. Because, like, even Planet Coaster, they just, like, I don't think it's flawless. There's definitely some things that I'm like, man, I would love for this to happen. But I mean, I know it's still, they kind of, I feel like, you know, they pushed it into getting it released in time. With any game, just like that big of a capacity of Planet Coaster. And just with anything, anything that gets released, they're going to change it throughout every couple months, because then you get more people like, oh, we added this, and like, oh, now I'm interested to buy it. Like, literally, what was this one? This was...
Just general...
Excuse me. I just played a little bit of it. This came out 4 days ago, just talking about an update coming out December 12th. So, like, 2 months into the game already, they're talking about, I think they're going to add glass to the game. So that would be, like, stuff like that that hasn't been already innovated. Or, and they'll, you add, like, some of the, oh, multiple stations, like exits and entrance. So when one track leaves, you can exit off this one, like one station for entering, one station for exiting. So I could have multiple exits, multiple stations. Like, that's not in the original game. So, like, that's one example. There's other ones that I can't think of, but basically, like, they're changing already the amount of things that you could add to it that they haven't included to the first one. Of course, you know, there's going to be bugs and issues. Oh, you could edit more, like, rides and stuff. So, like, the buses, buses in Planet Coaster 2, like, the rides, you can edit simple, like, the roller coasters. Now you can edit it and put stuff in on them. So that's going to be cool. So, like, more things are going to be, like, added on. Oh, yeah, they have... In Planet Coaster, you can now adjust the size of an item too, which is awesome. So, yeah.
Like, do you mean like the size of little things, like a bench?
Yeah. No. Like
the size of the coaster itself, or
the like size of like objects. So, like if it's a wall, you could make it bigger. I'm just thinking like a sign. Let's say a sign. Okay, like objects, yeah. You could add on a building, you could adjust the size of that. So that's cool. That's so, like, it's just a whole, I mean, I don't know. I think they should have just put it on Roller Coaster Tycoon 1. But so be it. It is what it is.
That technology
of water. I think probably maybe adding, I mean, like, Park Attack or it's not Park Attack. Prison Architect. That was close. This one of Architect in it. Yeah. Prison Architect has a planet, Prison Architect 2 that's hopefully coming out shortly. Probably next year at this point. But, you know, it's more 3D. It's not top down, which it's sad, but I'm still going to buy it.
You know how I can make everybody who is in our demographic hurt? I completely forgot that Roller Coaster Tycoon, the original one, didn't even come out this century.
Oh my god. Really?
It was 99. So it was close.
Wow.
But yeah. Yeah, March 22nd of 99. Oh man, the amount of hours put into that. Completely just making.
Are you kidding me?
I am not. I am not.
You actually are right. Because I see a patch, small patch note on November 20th, 2019. Holy crap.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, right.
I still don't believe you.
Right. Right there. Right there. Wait, what? What is this?
No, I mean, November 17th, 2016. That's not right. There's no way.
No. I don't know what you're looking up, but it's wrong. So this top in the videos, it says apparently Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic is coming to the Nintendo Switch. And that's on apparently Atari's YouTube
channel. No, Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 was 1999. Yeah, I remember that because it was in copyright in the bottom. And it encrypted in my brain.
It's still such a beautiful, awesome.
I thought you meant Planet Coaster was released that long ago. I'm like, no, there's no way.
No. The original Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Sorry.
The one that started it all.
Yeah. 1999. I know that date. Yeah. Like it's yesterday.
It was
yesterday. Now I counted my age live on stream. It's fine. But anyways, it's definitely, you know, buy the cheaper version if you don't like the only way. The deluxe version added very similar rides to Roller Coaster Tycoon 1, so that's why I bought it. They have the same retro carousel they have for the deluxe version. You could probably edit a shuttle loop, but like they only specifically added rides like the carousel, the merry-go-round, and the slide, you know, the slide.
Yeah, don't care. Okay. Not anymore. Well, nope. No, okay. Shuttle loop. No,
I'm shuttle not sure that. Raise bank up the, bank the your bank your shuttle. Money on that. Yeah. I was messaging my friend who one of the people they follow. They're playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, and they're playing the campaign. I'm like, you gotta do the shuttle loop and then twist it, edit it, and twist it, and make bank charge $7-$8, and that's pretty much how I won every campaign.
I just shortened the track, put the speed at max, and just saw where I could launch people.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. So,
I never did that. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't murder anybody. Or drown people.
What?
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways. Cool. Anyways, yeah. I'm excited. My game that I created, if you remember past podcast, I forgot what it's called. I think it's Little Sim World. Yes, it's at the top.
Yes.
That is going to be quarter one, 2025 is the release date. That's what they announced. Coming soon to Earth. I mean, it is an early access as of right now, nice. I believe. Like, you could play it on, I think, forgot where it was, but a while ago, you could, like, pay money and you could get the version you get, but I'm excited. Next year. My game that I've created is gonna be real, as close to it as I can. So, anyways, our time is up, sadly. Unless you have other things to talk about.
I mean, I can, but they're not gonna be completely related. So
okay, fair enough. You talk about Metal Gear Solid for the next 20 hours.
If you got time, everybody, take your feet up, grab a nice toasty hot chocolate.
But if you don't mind, I'm going to plug real quick. If you noticed,
filing cabinets.
It is Jingle Jam time. So this month, hopefully I'll post this podcast before the next 2 weeks. I'll post it hopefully this week. We are going to, I am fundraising for WDC again, of course. Well, all year round I do it, but there's these events like this. You donate £35 and you get, I think they have 13 games. If you don't mind, I'm going to run through them real quick. But you get like 18 games worth of £35, which is pretty good. I can't think of 18 games you could buy normally, video games you could buy normally, without that. Why isn't it Jingle Jam? Hold on. It's coming around. Here we go. Maybe. Anyways, so I had it up. But you get like, oh, here we go. Shadows of Doubt, Dungeons and Degenerate, Another Crab's Adventure, Another Crab's Treasure. It's a Soulsborne, but you're crap. Sticky Business, Orcmuck Style. Like, I'm excited for Shadows of Doubt, and I wanted to get Another Crab's Adventure and Sticky Business. I mentioned that game on stream before. That one's fun. You make stickers and you get to save it. But yeah, £35. You get 18 games, and all that goes to whales and dolphins. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you don't, sorry, long plug, but I'm that's for 2 weeks that our community WDC, and there's also other charities. So if you are a streamer or anybody you know a streamer, you could as well stream for this right now as well. It's pretty easy set up, but you could pick, they have multiple charities. So if you don't want to do whales and dolphins, they have amazing other charities that you could pick from. But it's 2 weeks and it's a lot of fun. Really great time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat terrible pickles and olives as a donation incentive. Sorry for the plug. Let's plug this guy. Check out Beskar Snake. He streams for Extra Life for sick and injured kids in Ohio. That he's mentioning, that he's wearing a shirt. You should check him out. He's on Twitch a lot, which is great.
You know what? Sign up for both charities.
Yeah, do both at the same time.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
But you're trying to get to... I'm trying to remember... What are you trying to get to, a milestone now?
For this year, 2,000, because they're doing an awesome Extra Life-themed controller.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm hoping to get that final push the end of this month, and I'm actually going to be working another charity event soon, and hoping that that will help get me even closer to that goal. No matter what, we've already done an awesome job this year raising. So even if I don't quite make it to that controller, it's still 100% worth it. So
yeah,
last year we hit 10K raised total. So now it's just keep pushing forward and just keep getting higher and higher. So let's get Scouter to 10K with his charity as well.
I got you.
Do it.
Just the generosity. I was so nervous with changing charities, and especially like I'm an American. And just I was worried about like, well, you know, half my viewership or 90% of my viewership, and I'm streaming American Times, are American. So I was really a little bit concerned about, well, how am I going to raise money for pounds? And I know the conversion rates alone are like, it's $1.30 for a dollar or something. So it's, and that adds up if you're donating, you know, $15.
Yeah.
So We already raised over, I don't know, I lost track, but at least 600 pounds since last year, just for whales and dolphins. And that's more than I expected. I was expecting like, oh, like 100, I'll be happy with, but blowing that out of the water, I just can't really appreciate, re-speak. I really am amazed how my community has been so supportive of this cause, and like I said, I like to know, it's great to see the updates, like, hey, this is where your money went to, like, and like for Jingle Jam, for instance, they're specifically dedicating that money towards the Amazon River dolphins. So at least like knowing that and promoting it and telling like this is what we did and educating the public and educating children as well. They're going to do like more incentives with that. So, but yeah, it's going to be great. I'm always excited, especially Jingle Jam. It's so stupid fun. It's such a good time. So yeah. Anyways, love you all. Thanks for watching, listening. Thank you. We are on Spotify. Check out Robot Attack. Links in the description. Check out this guy because he puts up with me every month for 30 minutes, an hour. So please.
He's inviting me back to his own detriment.
Yeah, he's in a forever contract with this. So the least you could do is give him a follow. And maybe if you're even better that you could donate to his cause, that'd be even better. We're all here to support each other for like whatever charity we want. Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people that I follow with different charities.
I'll go into good causes.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much. Thank you, Beskar. And have a wonderful holidays if we will hopefully have a podcast before then.
We'll see you again.
We'll see you again. Yeah, hopefully. Because the next one might be a 50th podcast recording, maybe.
Holy cow.
I know.
Put up with me for that
one. 50 recordings, yes. For the next one, it will be 50. This one's 49, I think. Actually,
this is our first one.
Note to self, I actually skipped one, so we're technically at 48. But we don't tell anyone that. We just keep it in our secret. Maybe eventually I'll do a podcast number 28 or whatever, not one it is, and pretend that I always had it in the past. But at this point, I just miscounted and now we have that. So anyways,
so be it.
Check Beskar Snake out. Check out this podcast, if anything. We're on YouTube, Scouter715, on Spotify, Scouter715. I appreciate that. Tell your friends. Thanks for watching. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.